from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, and want to take you to the Butler Farm, Show site. And the woman who shares a fence on one side is Amanda Gibson, and she reached out. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you holding up? Because in the last 10 days, I can't imagine what your life has been like. So your property, as I mentioned, literally is adjacent to, and you share a fence at the Butler Farm Show, correct?
Correct.
And the day of the rally and days leading up to it, what were you doing with the kids?
The day prior to the rally, we were actually up at the farm show. My girls were able to have access without any security supervision that I was aware of to go over. They checked out the stage. They actually walked on the stage. They were able to climb the bleachers and look behind the several large white tents that were a part of the speech and rally itself.
So there was nobody there. You free access the day before.
Yes. As I said, I share a fence. It actually has a gate. And the evening before that night, I'll say around 7-8 o'clock was when they locked the fence itself. So less than 24 hours before the event, we had access to the entire area, and it was very quiet. I mean, it was completely clear as to where this was going to take place.
And what did you do the day of, while tens of thousands of people were gathering on the property?
Well, that morning I met some friends, and we had walked to the farm show, roughly 2 miles. There was only one entrance into the farm show, so we didn't have access to get into that specific entrance. So we walked about 2 miles. We went through, the different vendors. I mean, I would equivalent it to, like a car cruise. It was very, very calm. The only excitement, per se, that we seen at that point was just a lot of people were getting sick due to the heat. My girls and I were up there. We were actually in line to go through security, and my oldest daughter has respiratory issues, and she became really sick. And we were actually escorted by Pittsburgh State Police back to our home, so we came and ended up on our side of the fence to watch the event instead.
And where were you when the shots fired began?
Standing right at that fence on my private lane, watching the event.
And at one point you said the motorcade came within an arm's length, literally.
Absolutely. I could have touched the motorcade. I can 100% tell you which vehicle President Trump was in. We were literally to the left of us was what's called the Brady Paul Lodge, which is the staging unit for the entire rally. So there was a bunch of traffic there of senior officials that would have been at that event as well.
We're with Amanda Gibson, a resident next to the Butler Farm Show site. And then you have kids in the neighborhood, you have kids of your own, and you have some concerns because there has been nothing but a constant parade of people in the region.
Absolutely, Larry. That's honestly my biggest issue right now is, you know, let's be clear that there was one side of the fence that was completely forgotten in this event. But after this incident, there was another side of the fence that was completely forgotten, and it was my neighborhood where we do have, you know, upwards of 10 kids. That this was a dead end street. You know, the highlight of this street was one girl who would walk her dog randomly through the road. I mean, like that's how calm and quiet this place was, and nonstop since the end. I mean, we have people coming up our lane. I had a biker, six bikers that had came up the lane, and at this point, Larry, there is nothing to see. I mean, you are going up to look at, and again, I get the historical value. That's the reason my kids were there, and the educational value of it. But at the end of the day, there's little kids that call this home, and that's where my passion is these little kids need to get back to normal. I continue to say, how do we get back to normal until normal can happen here? You know, these kids were out playing every single day and kind of had free reign of the streets. And now it's just nonstop traffic. I had a woman yesterday from New York City who was 80 some years old, and she had an entire vehicle of people. And for whatever reason, there's something that makes when they put the directions in to come up my lane, which is a private lane. It's owned by the farm show. But it's just constant traffic.
So what would you see?
It has upset all these kids.
What would you like to see done at this point? Is anybody interviewed you or talked to you, any official security people on any source?
I have not seen anybody on our side of the fence one time since this. I've reached out to Pennsylvania State Police. I have reached out to legislation, some state representatives. That's how I became in contact with you, actually. Just begging for someone to come and listen and not to forget this side of the fence. You know, everybody went home, and yeah, they're still fighting through, you know, all the emotions and feelings. But again, I take great pride in this community. You know, I work for the school district. I'm a mom. I'm a Girl Scout leader. Kids matter to me. And I mean, mental health is a huge pandemic as it is. And it does scare me of, you know, where not only my own kids are going, but where the community is going to go when we just dropped the ball on what was seen and what happened that day, and act as if there's nothing that we need to do to make it better. And I feel like we owe it to Corey Compitore and all the victims to do better and to make this as positive of a situation as we can here in Butler.
And how are your kids?
My youngest, actually, to be quite candid, will be sitting at home, and she will put her hand over her ears. I mean, just a random loud noise. And she'll say, "Did you hear that, Mom?" And I'm like, What are you talking about, Emily?" And she's like, "Did you hear gunshots?" And I'm like, "No, babe, I didn't. You're safe." And then the day after the incident, she was she's been very interested in YouTube songs and listening to the patriotic songs she remembers from the event. Working in mental health for so long, I mean, that is her coping skill, and I'm not going to take that from her. But she sat there and was coloring, and I just noticed a bunch of stick figures, and then she went and grabbed a red crayon. And I said, "Emily, what are you doing?" And she said, "These are all the people that were there, and this is all the blood that I've seen."
Oh, well, like, sounds like...
And again, that's where the passion comes from.
Your neighborhood needs some trauma response. I'm going to put you in touch with somebody stay on the line and appreciate you sharing the story. Amanda Gibson, whose property is adjacent to the Butler Farm Show site where the assassination attempt took place. I appreciate you telling your story, Amanda. Thank you.
Larry, I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, stand by.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.